Missouri's 2016 firearms turkey harvest was nearly half what it was in 2015, according to the State Department of Conservation. The department announced that hunters checked 3,698 turkeys during Missouri's fall firearms turkey season that ran October 1st through the 31st. Last year's fall firearms turkey harvest was around 6,158 turkeys. Biologists say this year's low harvest can be attributed to several factors, including a poor turkey hatch, above-average acorn production, and a decline in hunter participation. The fall firearms turkey season has been declining in Missouri, as it has in a number of states. This year's fall firearms turkey permit sales were the lowest on record since the season started back in 1978. Now, here in the KMMO listing area, Sheraton County hunters checked 25 birds, followed by Pettis with 19, Carroll with 17, Howard and Lafayette counties each with 16. Cooper County hunters checked 9 turkeys, Saline County check 4. Fall archery turkey hunting continues through November 11th and then resumes again from November 23rd through January 15th of next year. Two Pettis County motorcyclists were injured after a collision Friday afternoon. Missouri State Highway Patrol says it happened when a northbound bike ridden by 65-year-old Michael Shane of Sedalia pulled into the path of a westbound bike ridden by 61-year-old Alonzo Shanks of Lamont. Both riders were ejected in the ensuing collision. Shane sustained moderate injuries and was taken to a nearby hospital for treatment. Shanks suffered serious injuries and was taken by helicopter to a Columbia hospital. Crash happened around 12:20 yesterday afternoon on Fowler Road at Hillview Road in Pettis County. Two people were injured after a multi-vehicle accident on Interstate 70 in Cooper County on Saturday earlier today. The Highway Patrol says it happened when a semi driven eastbound by 44-year-old Gregory Long of Rolla struck a car that was improperly parked in the driving lane of the interstate. After the truck struck the car, both vehicles ran off the right side of the roadway. The semi crossed over an on-ramp and hit a guardrail before overturning. Long, the driver, suffered serious injuries in the crash and was taken by helicopter to a Columbia hospital for treatment. A passenger, 32-year-old Madeline Long, received moderate injuries and was taken to a hospital in Cooper County. Patrol reports say that accident happened just before 2 o'clock this morning at the 103-mile marker of the interstate. A Sedalia Arts organization has a couple of upcoming events planned for lovers of music and theater. Tonight, the Hayden Liberty Center Association for the Arts will welcome in country western singer, poet, and author Royal Wade Kimes for an evening of music as he pays tribute to American veterans at the show. Sedalia-based American roots band One Track Train will serve as the opening act. The evening begins at 7 o'clock tonight. Coming up on Monday, November 14th, the Liberty Center will play host to Troop America's Christmas musical comedy called Away in the Basement, A Church Lady's Basement Christmas. It's the third installment of the popular Church Basement Lady series. Performances on November 14th will be at 2 o'clock and 7:30. Tickets are available in advance or at the door at the Liberty Center at 111 West 5th Street in Sedalia. You can get tickets or more information by calling 827-3228 or by visiting lcaasedalia.com. And, of course, Daylight Savings Time ends this weekend. You set your clocks back 1 hour at 2 a.m. tomorrow morning. And officials say you should also make sure to change all the batteries in your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors in your home. 2 out of every 10 smoke detectors fail to operate because of dead or missing batteries. If a fire occurs, officials say working smoke detectors can cut the risk of dying nearly in half by providing an early warning and critical extra seconds to escape. And so don't forget to turn those clocks back this morning and change those batteries. KMMO News time is 12:35. Time now for a look at funeral notices and obituaries. Funeral services for 88-year-old Tom Shaw of Lexington, who died Wednesday, will be 1 o'clock this afternoon at Walker Nadler Fuller Funeral Home in Lexington. Funeral service for 39-year-old Brian White of Salisbury, who died Tuesday, will be 1 o'clock today at Fremont Freeze Funeral Home in Glasgow. The visitation will begin or visitation continues from now until service time at the funeral home. A visitation for 97-year-old Ethel Loggins of Marshall, who died Thursday, will be tomorrow from 1:30 until 3 o'clock at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Marshall. Funeral service for 89-year-old Richard Vorwark of Higginsville, who died Thursday, will be at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Hafer Funeral Home in Higginsville, with visitation 1 hour prior to the service at the funeral home. Mass of Christian burial for 94-year-old Herbert Gerke of Pilot Grove, who died Thursday, will be 10 o'clock Monday morning at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Pilot Grove. The visitation will be tomorrow from 5 o'clock until 7 o'clock at the church. The arrangements are under the direction of Meisenheimer Funeral Home. Funeral service for 95-year-old Tom Shirley of Marshall, who died Friday, will be 11 o'clock Monday morning at First Baptist Church in Marshall. Visitation will be 1 hour prior to the service at the church. The arrangements are under the direction of Campbell Lewis Funeral Home. Funeral service for 92-year-old Minnie Dickerson of Salisbury, who died Friday, will be 11 o'clock Monday morning at Somerville Funeral Home in Salisbury, where visitation will begin at 9 a.m. Funeral service for 87-year-old Homer Becker of Concordia, who died Thursday, will be 10:30 Tuesday morning at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Concordia. The visitation will be Monday night from 6 o'clock until 7:30 at Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Concordia. A funeral service for 70-year-old Pamela Ramey of Sedalia, who died Thursday, will be 11 o'clock Tuesday morning at Ray Funeral Chapel in Sedalia. The family will receive friends 1 hour prior to the service at the funeral home. Funeral service for 73-year-old Sharon Houck Jones of Odessa, who died Friday, will be Tuesday at 2 o'clock at Bland Brumback Funeral Home in Stockton, Missouri. Visitation will be Monday night from 5 o'clock until 7 o'clock at Ralph O. Jones Funeral Home in Odessa. A memorial service for 28-year-old Alan Cantrell Jr. of Sedalia, who died November 1st, will be 11 o'clock Thursday morning at Ray Funeral Chapel in Sedalia, where the family will receive friends 1 hour prior to the service. A Masonic service for 92-year-old Bill Loven of Arrow Rock, who died Wednesday, will be at 1 o'clock Friday afternoon at Federated Church in Arrow Rock. The Masonic service will be followed by a memorial service with military rites. Arrangements are under the direction of Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall. A memorial service for 61-year-old Barbara Peak of Sedalia, who died October 31st, will be at 6 o'clock next Friday, November 11th, at Ray Funeral Chapel in Sedalia, where the family will receive friends 1 hour prior to the service. Memorial service for 87-year-old Irene Doris Potts of Marshall, who died November 2nd, will be next Saturday, November 12th, at 11 o'clock in the morning at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Marshall. Memorial service for 58-year-old James Jimmy Jackson of Salisbury, formerly of Chicago, Illinois, who died August 21st, will be 1 o'clock next Saturday afternoon at Somerville Funeral Home in Salisbury. And that is a look at news at this hour. You can find the latest 24 hours a day on the all-new website at KMMO.com. I'm Chris Clark for KMMO News.